Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sleeping Embers of an Ordinary Mind by Anne Charnock, performed by Heather Wilds. My ears are wearied by your carping. You brashly and publicly not merely wonder, but indeed lament that I am said to possess as fine a mind as nature ever bestowed upon the most learned man. You seem to think that so learned a woman has scarcely before been seen in the world. You are wrong on both counts. I am a schoolgirl, possessed of the sleeping embers of an ordinary mind. Laura Charita. January 13th, 1488. Historical note. Antonia Uccello, 1456 to 1490, is described on her death certificate as a pittoressa, a painter. Her father, Paolo Uccello, was a pioneer of linear perspective in the early Renaissance. None of Antonia's work has, as yet, come to light. Chapter 1. London, 2113. Tonia drops 3 jasmine dragon pearls into her tall porcelain mug. She pours water, just off the boil, spilling it as she glances across at her sister, Poppy, and Poppy's new boyfriend. They sit staring ahead, both checking their retinal mail at the end of the long kitchen table. Tonia grabs a tea towel to wipe the spillage, but she knocks the mug. It tips over and cracks. A surge of weak tea floods across the kitchen worktop, sweeping the jasmine pearls and flakes of breakfast cereal over the edge, onto the oak floor.
Sorry, I've got it.
She crouches down and wipes the cupboard doors. Poppy groans.
Shame, is it broken?
Tonia stands and holds up a shard of Botticelli's Venus, her left eye and 3 locks of windswept golden hair. My favorite mug.
Meet Ben, by the way, says Poppy.
He looks across at Tonia and smiles broadly. She smiles back at him. She finishes mopping the floor, makes a second mug of tea, and takes it to the far end of the table. She wonders if Ben has stayed over before. He looks brawnier than her sister's usual type.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?